Let's start here.
A baseball game in Japan ended in an 8-8 tie after 8 innings because a huge flock of birds wouldn't leave the field. Kept circling around the players.
Why is a novel about a civil engineer getting so much attention? Well, because it's one 200-plus page sentence.
Because this FC Cincinnati team was supposed to be the more fresh side. They hadn't played in 10 days. This is a team they've owned in recent matches, never been scored on. And here we are, 3 minutes in, and you're thinking to yourself, what the hell is going on?
This is WVXU's Discovery Podcast, Start Here. Whether you're new to podcasting or an avid fan of many years, Start Here will help you navigate the exploding podcast world with examples and samples for what to listen to next. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. And with technical assistance from Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and writing research and curation support from Connor Eldridge, we'll bring you 3 podcast samples in each episode of Start Here. 2 from the rapidly expanding national podcast world, and 1 from the quickly growing and wonderfully creative community of podcasters right here in Cincinnati and the Tri-State. And we'll check out the hottest podcasts as tallied by the Apple Podcast Charts at itunescharts.net. And remember, you can always get a complete listing of our favorite podcasts at Podcast Central on WVXU.org. And you can join us. If you have a podcast you'd like to share or a specific episode you'd liked, let us know. Drop us an email or call us. Tell us your name, your podcast recommendation, why you like it. Our email is podcast@WVXU.org. Or give us a call and we'll add your voice to ours. 513-294-8030. And now, it's time to start here. Our first podcast today is actually the first of 2 locally produced podcasts. Craft Brewed Sports is produced in Cincinnati, but it's national in its focus. Hosts Mike Berlin and Scott Kaiser are best friends and sports fanatics, and they want you to get in on the action. No sport is off limits, and no story is off limits either. Whatever sport's in season is the sport they're talking about. Each week, Mike and Scott discuss the seemingly endless amount of weird stories from the sporting world, enjoying themselves the whole time. So why is it called Craft Brewed Sports? Well, each week, along with their discussion, they supplement the flow of their conversations with a new craft beer. The episodes are long, so it might be a good idea to grab yourself a beer and relax as your new friends Mike and Scott talk each other's ears off about sports. Here's a snippet from a more recent episode of Craft Brewed Sports. In this segment, entitled Football is Back, Mad Tree Dreamsicle, the guys turned their discussion to the NFL and college football seasons as they sampled Dreamsicle from Mad Tree Brewing. In this segment, Mike and Scott turned their focus global as they discuss strange game cancellations from the wide world of sports.
3 really weird cancellations in games this week around the world. In London, we'll start off with the country championship cricket match between Middlesex and Surrey was called because a metal-tipped arrow from a crossbow, that's right, a crossbow, was fired and landed on the field near Surrey players. In 2017.
What would you do if you're, like, out on the field, like, all right, here we go. I don't know what you do in cricket. Like, I don't know if you stand there. I don't, whatever. But then all of a sudden a fucking crossbow arrow just lands.
Can't imagine an arrow from anywhere just... Oh, what the hell is that? An arrow.
They interviewed the captain about that, and he was like, yeah, you could hear it coming. Like, I did archery. That thing could have killed somebody.
Absolutely.
And they don't know where it came from. They don't know if it, like, came from inside the stadium or, like, somebody shot it out. They think it was shot from outside the stadium. So that means there was some fucker with a crossbow just like, boom. Ah, ha, that one went in. I got it.
Crazy, but to keep up with the craziness, a playoff basketball game in China was called after players broke out into an all-out brawl, which, odd thing to happen in China. It would, something that wouldn't even bat an eye at here in America, but in China, they're not as quick to go to a brawls. No word on what caused the fight, but it's being reported that it was a hard foul on former Baylor player Isaiah Austin. And finally, a baseball game in Japan ended in an 8-8 tie after 8 innings because a huge flock of birds wouldn't leave the field. Kept circling around the players. All right.
So the Chinese basketball fight, that one I get, because do you remember the year that Xavier and UC had their big brawl?
That
same preseason, I think it was, Georgetown was over in China playing like an exhibition game, mm-hmm. and they got into a fight with that team. So, because I remember being like, why is everybody so pissed about this Xavier UC fight? Like, it never happened. Like, look at these guys. They did mm-hmm. it too. But the Birds, man.
That was Craft Brewed Sports, brewed right here with Mike Berlin and Scott Kaiser in Cincinnati. Hours and hours of quality time with two good friends are waiting to be spent talking sports. Find it now on WVXU's Podcast Central. If sports aren't really your thing, or if you just like books as well, this next podcast will be right up your alley. All the Books! From BookRiot.com has all the recommendations you need to find your next good read. A new addition to the Podcast Central library, All the Books provides an easy look into both new releases and old classics that hosts Liberty Hardy and Rebecca Shinsky think you should read. Each week, the hosts bring in a few books they've read and talk about what they've loved and what they didn't. All the Books is a time-efficient, informative alternative to trudging through online reviews and articles. So all you have to do is pick up the book that sounds interesting to you. In this segment, from a newer episode of All the Books, Liberty and Rebecca discuss books released in September of 2017. Here, Rebecca discusses one of her weekly recommendations, Solar Bones, by Mike McCormick.
It is the winner of the Goldsmiths Prize, the Irish Book Awards Novel of the Year. It was longlisted for the Man Booker Long List. And it's, you might wonder, why is a novel about a civil engineer getting so much attention? Well, because it's one 200 plus page sentence. One sentence.
What?
Whole book. I kind of like toyed with the idea of burying the lead, like saying it at the end, being like, oh yeah, by the way. But it really needs explanation. So this book is absolutely gorgeous. The language is absolutely gorgeous. I'm not going to lie to you. It takes some getting used to. It's basically like a prose poem. It's, you know, he'll go several lines with just like a couple of words in each of those lines. And then all of a sudden you'll hit like a page and a half long paragraph and then like a few more, just several lines of a couple words. So it does get some, it takes getting used to the rhythm and, you know, the way it's written. But it's an absolutely gorgeous story. It's about a man named Marcus Conway. He's middle-aged. It's All Saints Day. He's in Ireland and he's reminiscing about all kinds of things in his life, about the town, about his father. I've never read such beautiful words about tractors before as I have in this book. I was just amazed. I mean, he reminisces about his life with his wife when she found out that she was pregnant, and now about his children, about the mistakes that he's made, about how Ireland was on the brink of financial collapse at one point. It reminds me a lot of The Mezzanine by Nicholson Baker, which is like the 5-minute escalator ride up to the top of the mezzanine, in which he talks about all the things in his life. It reminds me a lot of that, but like I said, it's written a little differently. And now there's that Jason Reynolds has a book coming in a few weeks, which is like a 1-minute elevator ride in which he like talks about all the thoughts that the character is having. It's kind of a cool thing. It works. So this book, it's hard work. It's hard work to read this book, but some of the best books, you know, are worth the hard work. Like The Sound and the Fury. It's beautiful. And if you love language, and if you, it might be a great book for someone who loves poetry. It's just fantastic. Again, it's called Solar Bones, and it's by Mike McCormick.
A snippet from All the Books from BookRiot.com. All the episodes and hundreds of book recommendations are available now from WVXU's Podcast Central. For our local podcast, we're headed back to the world of sports. You should probably know by now, Cincinnati is becoming a soccer town. FC Cincinnati, in just a few short years, has become not only a powerhouse for soccer, but a rallying point for the entire city. In this exciting time, it's nearly impossible to go somewhere in the city without seeing a hint of FC. Thankfully, you can stay up to date on the news around the team with Cincinnati Soccer Talk podcast. The self-proclaimed unofficial podcast of FC Cincinnati, Cincinnati Soccer Talk, covers all things FC, matches, supporter groups, the United Soccer League, and many other topics. Here's a sample from a recent episode of Cincinnati Soccer Talk titled FC Cincinnati is Jekyll and Hyde. In this episode, the guys discuss the previous week's match and the continued inconsistency of the FC squad. Here, host Nick Suberling and his guests reflect on a recent match against Pittsburgh and the terrible start to the game. The guys try and work through how FC can play and beat such teams like Fire from Chicago, but struggle against teams closer to their division level.
I don't know what's happening with this FC Cincinnati team, guys. 1-1 over the weekend. They faced a Pittsburgh team that had never scored against them in four previous games, and it looked bad from the get-go. 2 minutes in, poor back pass back to Mitch Hildebrandt by Justin Hoyt. Gets him smoked in the face by a soccer ball. How he survived that, I don't know. And then a minute later, the ball is in the back of the net. Corey Hortzog makes it 1-0. Just 3 minutes in, guys. Let's talk about the start of the match, because this FC Cincinnati team was supposed to be the more fresh side. They hadn't played in 10 days. This is a team they've owned in recent matches, never been scored on. And here we are 3 minutes in, and you're thinking to yourself, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, no, like you just said, we were given a break. You know, we've had a brutal run of matches between the Open Cup and the league play. And you know, with them just coming out so flat after, you know, they were given time off, I was disappointed. And you know, I expected more of the guys. You know, we were told to trust the process and all that. And it just, again, it looked like another straight week where we came out flat and looked disinterested in playing the match.
I'm with you there, Brad. I think, you know, 2 minutes into the game, I looked over to my buddy and said, I think this team is still on vacation. And I don't know if we're just still making excuses or if we really do have a chemistry problem. They just came out flat, turned it around a little bit, but it was a little too late.
A sample from the local podcast, Cincinnati Soccer Talk. Get all the information you need to become an FC super fan with Cincinnati Soccer Talk, available right now on WVXU's Podcast Central. And before we wrap up this week's episode, let's take a look at the movers and shakers on the Apple Podcast charts from iTunescharts.net. The most notable, because it hit number one this week, is called Dirty John, a true story in a six-part series reported and hosted by Christopher Gofford from the LA Times. It's a true crime podcast, and in the case of Dirty John, Deborah clearly didn't have the full story on the tall, handsome doctor she called her husband. USA Today says it asks the question, how much do you really know someone who you meet online, introduce to your family, and marry? That's Dirty John. It debuted 2 weeks ago and is solidly number one on the Apple Podcast charts. That wraps up this episode of Start Here, WVXU's Discovery Podcast. And speaking of discovery, astronomical discovery, that is, you want to check out our newest original podcast, Looking Up, with Dean Regas and Anna Heyman. Dean's the outreach astronomer at the Cincinnati Observatory and co-host of the PBS series Stargazers and author of the book Facts from Space. Anna's the observatory's director of development with an innate curiosity about the cosmos. That's Looking Up, now at WVXU.org. And if you're turning into a podcast junkie and just can't get enough, try these two new discovery resources, NPR's The Big Listen with Laura Ober. You get an audio peek into great storytelling podcasts. And for a more blog-like written review and recommendation, NPR has earbud.fm. They use unique categories to help you discover podcasts with things like advice, do it like a lady, and big ideas. And of course, Jim Nolan, Kevin Reynolds, and the WVXU staff feature our favorites on Podcast Central at WVXU.org. That's where we'll add your recommendations if you just email us at podcast@WVXU.org or call 513-294-8030 and leave us a voicemail. I'm Trip Eldridge for WVXU, and thank you for choosing to start here.